The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, mister.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
Man, crack that smile. I know you want to do it. Go ahead. I see you forming your lips in the corner. Go ahead. Crack that smile. It's early in the morning. You woke up or you dialed into The Grind. Thank you so much. Humbled that you would dial in and tune in and however you listening or watching The Grind right now. Guys, you can watch us right now on www.blogtalkradio.com/TheGrind101. If you're on your computer, you probably see some cool graphics on there. But you can dial in, guys. Tell everybody to dial in live 319-657-383-1291. We're going to talk about something this morning that's going to really, really perk you up a little bit, give you a little different insight on life, man. But today is a great day. Woke up and, you know, told myself and a few days ago, I said, you know what, there's something different I want to do every day. I just wake up. When I wake up, I just say, you know what, I smile. Smile, you know, it's something that you do. It's not something that you say. You just smile. And, you know, your day is going to be what it's going to be, but what are you going to make it? Because if you smile when you try it one morning, you wake up and just smile. Just first thing, bad breath, messy hair, and all. Just smile. And I promise you that your day is going to start off a great way. And what's going to happen is as soon as you, anything great is always challenged, right? If you know it's going to be great, then it's going to be challenged. So when you smile, there's going to be something that's going to rush in. It's going to say, why are you smiling? Stop smiling. And it's going to be that thing that you took to bed with you or that thing that you may have dreamed about. But subconsciously, if you go to bed and you tell yourself, I'm going to smile when I wake up, I promise you that's going to be on your mind. The only difference is whether you choose to do it or not. Very simple. And just wake up and smile, y'all.
The Grind.
It's The Grind
with Nathan McCray.
There's just no way you can get enough of me. Yo, Mr.
Giving real insight needed daily. Call 657-383-1291. That's 657-383-1291. It's blogtalkradio.com, The Grind 101. Join your host, Nathan McCray, 8 a.m. Eastern, every Tuesday through Thursday, for an unscripted conversation. It's The Grind, 657-383-1291.
right, all right, all right. It's the big finale. The big finale of 2017 is coming to an end. What is going on at the end of 2017? 2018 is what? What's today? Friday, Saturday. 3 days away? 3 days away. The last show of the year. Man, for some of you, this is the last something. Monday, what is it? Sunday at midnight, 2017 will be a wrap. Some of you are saying, how did I build it? What happened? You know, it went by so fast. But here's the deal. It's the last show of the year. And one thing I want to put on your mind and one thing that we're going to carry into 2018, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to carry this into 2018 because I already adopted it. I adopted this like 3-4 months ago when I said, you know, I said, I'm going to really have to stick to this thing because it means everything to me. And it gives me the peace of mind that I need. And it gives me some longevity, you know, because at the end of the day, the only person that you lay down with is yourself. When nobody else is there, and the only person that you see is you. So you got to be able to live with yourself, right? So we carry one simple theme into 2018, man. One simple thing. Yeah, today is a man day. Man. Yeah, man. I'm going to say man a lot today. I've probably been saying it a lot already. But hey, what? This is the realest show ever, Unscripted Conversation, guys. We're going to say some things that on this show that some people are afraid to say. Some of you just say, you know, behind closed doors or, you know, behind people's backs or whatever it is. But, you know, we bring it out on this show because it's the realest show ever, man. You know, it's what we do. We're going to say it, but we're going to do it tastefully, you know, with some class because it needs to be said. So here's the theme that we carry into 2018, man. Write this down. Write this down. How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. Now, there's some evolution in there, of course. So hopefully what you build continually grows and evolves into something, super amazing. But here's the deal. No matter what you do, how you start building it, that's how you're going to have to maintain it. So the longer you build it that way, the more you're going to have to maintain it that way. So that's not a bad statement. It could be a great statement because you could be building it, you know, the right way. You could be building whatever you build. I don't care if it's a business. I don't care if it's a relationship. I don't care if it's a car. However you build it, whatever the requirements of what you build and how you build it is going to be the thing that you have to do to maintain it. So, Nate, what does that really mean? How do I tie that into my life? Because, you know, this thing is all about my life. And you know, 2017 is ending. So I need something to take into 2018 to make sure that my 2018 is not going to be like my 2017, right? And that's what we all, that's it. Everybody right now is thinking about what's going on in their life. And people are taking some inventory, right? People are saying, you know what? What did I do? They're taking inventory and you got to ask yourself, are you glad it's over? Or are you proud of your accomplishments? Some of you saying, I'm glad it's over and I'm definitely proud of my accomplishments. So then why are you glad 2017 is over? Some of you are saying, well, I'm looking forward to 2018. Well, success is perpetual once you start moving in that direction and you're doing the right thing, man. 1 year just rolls off into the next year and it becomes just a number, right? So are you glad it's over because you didn't quite do what you said you were going to do? You didn't accomplish the things that you wanted to accomplish? No, nobody's perfect, of course. You know, there's going to be something to combat everything, right? But did you really accomplish a fraction of the things that you wanted to accomplish? Take inventory. Write down the things that you didn't accomplish and write down the things that you accomplished. scratch off the things that you know what I thought I wanted to do that, but I really don't want to do that. I've grown past that, you know, and so I'm going to do something else. Write down the things that you accomplished. Pump your chest up and say, man, that's awesome. Sometimes you have to celebrate yourself because nobody else is going to do it. Celebrate yourself. Write it down, right? Know what you missed the mark on. Refocus yourself and go at it again. But the stuff that you accomplished, write it down. Say, you know, I did that. That's awesome. How can I make it better? Because that's the epitome of life in any situation that you're in. If you're in any sort of a relationship, any sort of ship, guys, you partnership, whatever it is, you have to ask yourself, how can I add value and how can I make it better than what it already is? If you're just in it along for the ride, then there's no sense in being in it, right? Which is exactly what I'm talking about, right? How you build it is how you will have to maintain it. We can take a very simple one and people look at it, you know, every single day. People deal with this one every single day, relationships. People deal with, you know, different people, be it at work, be it personal, or whatever it is. You deal with different types of people and different types of situations and different types of things. But relationships are one of those things you deal with every single day. But here's what I believe. I believe that relationships are like Bluetooth connections, right? So, this man is talking about Bluetooth connections and relationships. Absolutely. I feel that that the relationships are like Bluetooth connections. Sometimes you have to forget it, then reconnect, right? So sometimes you have to go in and forget about what's going on and reconnect. Reconnect that thing somehow, if it's worth reconnecting, of course. But relationships are definitely like Bluetooth connections. Let me tell you how, you know, I came to that conclusion. And it's very fitting because, you know, all of you that don't know what I'm talking about, and you're on your phone, all right, if you ever had that Bluetooth device that wouldn't connect, you couldn't get your headphones connect, you couldn't get your speaker to connect, something just would not connect. And if you haven't had it happen, watch, it's going to happen now because I just said it to you. If it won't connect, here's the trick. Go into the information part of it, the little I with the circle, hit it, and then hit forget this device. And it tells your phone to forget all of the past connections and all of the corrupted stuff that happened with that Bluetooth device and the connection. So it wipes all of that out. And then what happens is now you open up put your phone back in connect mode, back in Bluetooth, and all of a sudden you see that device pop up again. But it's got to be on Bluetooth connection first, right? So each of the devices have to have their Bluetooth on, and it has to be emitting, right? So once that device starts to emit, then your phone sees it. And at that point is when you can reconnect with brand new connections, with brand new intentions, with brand new fervor for the relationship. And now you're like, okay, so now I'm going to build this thing the right way now. Some connections aren't worth having again, but at the end of the day, some of them are. So when you say, I'm going to reconnect, and you see that device down there again, that means you've forgotten about everything else. You wiped it away. You know, like God says, I'm going to throw all your sins into the sea of forgiveness. Right? I'm not going to remember. It's done. You've done it. It's a wrap for me. You may, the physical side of you or the carnal side of you may keep carrying it along with you, but it's done with me. So you forget that previous connection, all of the corrupt things that are in it, and sometimes the little good things are there, but the bad things have overshadowed it. And so now you reconnect, but you don't just reconnect, right? Why do you reconnect? Coffee break. You reconnect that connection because you want to make it better. You want to build it the right way, right? You want to build it the right way. So for 2018, you know, some of you have some people in your life that you've lost connection with. It may be your brother. It may be your sister. You know, it may be your mom. It may be your dad. Whoever it is, you know, you may have lost connection with them. And how do you start to emit on or the right frequency? What is it that you do on your end to start making sure that you can reconnect with the right people with the intentions of building the right relationship. We're going to talk about what the right type of relationship is here in just a moment. And I'm not putting you guys in a box. I'm just telling you what my views are, right? So when you start to your reconnect process, you can't fix their Bluetooth connection. You can only fix yours. So don't even try. What you're doing is you're emitting on a totally different frequency. So now you're saying, okay, here I am. I'm boom. All of the bad stuff is out. I've changed. I've transformed some things in my life. So now I'm looking for a new Bluetooth connection. And sometimes it was your device. Sometimes it was the other device, right? But all you can do, remember, you can only control what you control. So you can only control what you control. So if it's yours, then you can fix it. So now you're fixing. You fix what you felt is corrupt with you. You're not trying to fix somebody else because that's who they are, right? So if they come back up and pop up in your device list, then you reconnect with them. If they don't pop up in your device list, then you go find some other devices to connect with. But see, some of us won't do that. Some of us will forget about a device and we'll come back and we'll try to reconnect with the same old device. We'll try to reconnect with the same old intentions. And then when we finally force the thing back together and you reconnect, you're not building the relationship the right way, a different way. And it's weird because when they always say that the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again, expecting a different result. And you wouldn't believe how many times people actually do the same thing over and over and over again and expect it to be something different than what it was. And you're doing the exact same thing. So when you reconnect, if you're not changing the dynamics of the relationship, and remember, you can only change what you control. It changes in the physical long before it changes in the mental long before it changes in the physical. So you can control it because you take blame for it. Even though it may not have always been all you, remember, you can only control what you take responsibility for. Until you do that, then you can't change any of that. If it's yours, you own it, you change it. So the first step in the reconnection process is to change you, right? So once you start changing, now you're looking for that somebody to come out in a different frequency. And if they don't, you move on, right? You keep yourself moving forward. And because a lot of you have people that are in 2017, it's not even people. A lot of you have some things. Some situations, some habits that you were doing in 2017, 3 days from now, it'll be 2018. Some of you have those habits and those things, those situations that you're in, and you're going to go right back into those same situations. You're going to start doing those same old habits, the same thing that you were doing before. And you're going to go into 2018 and you're going to expect a totally different result. And I'm going to tell you that it's going to be insane. It doesn't make much sense to go into a new year with old junk. You know, it's funny because, Pamela's around the house and she's saying, and she's around, she's cleaning everything and she's reorganizing stuff. And she went into full decorator mode, yesterday, and she's doing all of these different things. And she's like, I refuse to take 2017 into 2018. Why? Because maybe she knew that some of the things that were affecting her 2017 weren't going to benefit her 2018. And that's how some of us, what some of us have to get to. And we just have to get to that point in our lives where you say, I'm going to forget about all of the other stuff that didn't serve me in 2017. I'm going to forget about all of the other people that didn't serve me and do feel good from my situation in 2017. And I'm going to come back fresh and new in 2018, and I'm going to emit on a different frequency, a change to me that we always talk about, right? We always talk about it, but we're not willing to make that change so that we become a different person, right? Sometimes it's a simple fix. Sometimes it's not, right? You decide. But all I know, it's always time to change. And the little changes that you make, make the transformation. There are moments in life when you just want to know who you are. It's not that you're lost, it's that there's a feeling you have, that something is changing. You don't know what, but something is about to change. Who you are doesn't feel so solid anymore. What used to do it for you last year isn't getting it anymore. What used to satisfy you last year isn't touching it anymore. What used to be comfortable and familiar doesn't feel easy anymore. It's starting to get heavy. It's starting to look like a distraction. You're not sure, but there's a feeling you have that some old habits might have to change. You're not sure, but you're starting to realize that how you spend your time might have to change. You're not really sure, but you're almost convinced that some friends might have to go. That feeling, that's the beginning of one of the realest things there is in life. That's the beginning of a trip that will test you and pull you into parts of yourself you didn't even know existed. It's the beginning of a thing called growth. It's something we all need. It's a requirement for life, and all of us get at it in different ways. Growth is what keeps life going. It's the reason we arrive at a new year and everybody has a new resolution, something they want to add to get better at, something they want to grow. I'm going to get in shape. How many times have you done that before? I'm going to discover my worth and treat myself better. How many times have you thought that before? But do you realize that within the first 2 weeks of making a New Year's resolution, 95% of the people who said they would, who committed to it, they break that resolution. 95%, that's high. Growth isn't easy. Growth is not a walk in the park. Growth is hard. It's not easy waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning to work out. It's difficult going back to school, trying to earn a degree you should have earned 11 years ago, holding down 3 kids, a job you can't afford to lose. It's difficult trying to confront all the issues of your past because you want something more for your future. Growth is change, and change is the one thing that terrifies as much as it excites. It's the one thing that is hoped for as much as it's despised. It's the one thing that people ask for and in the same breath reject. Change is inevitable. Change is terrifying, but change is all there is. Nobody gets to be 3 years old forever. People come, people go. You have it today, you lose it tomorrow. Try all you want, but you can't stop it. It happens regardless. And that's it. The real hang-up. You have no control over it. And that's terrifying. You see, growth. And that's terrifying. When you have no control, that's the real hang-up. It's terrifying. It's time to change. Those small changes that you make are those changes that change you enough so that you can make your final transformation. And once you finally transform, you reach that rung in the ladder where you think you've reached the plateau that you're supposed to be on, you think you've arrived, there's always another rung in the ladder. But you don't see that rung until you get there, right? So it's always time to change, but a lot of us, we're not willing to create the habits that create the change. So we take the 2017 into the 2018, and we take the 2018 into the 2019, and pretty soon, year after year after year after year, we wake up one day, we're old, we're gray, you know, we can't do the things we used to do, and we start wondering why we're not where we want to be in our life, all because we lived a risk-free life. We call it risk-free living. We chose not to take the risks that create the growth because we're afraid that because we can't control the very thing that changes us. And the things that change you are the very things that you don't want to do, the things that take you out of your comfort zone. And the people and the things that you are around, those relationships, those connections, they mean the world. if they're not connected in the right way, then that means you're going to have to reconnect. Forget all of it and reconnect. And then the connection starts to work again. And now you can build it the way that you always wanted to build it. Not based on how what somebody else thinks or what somebody else feels, but what's good for you? What's growing you? What's serving you? So many people walk around and they live their life for somebody else. You live your life for something else. And when a thing is used up, people typically do what with it? They simply discard it. It's easy to walk away from something that's not serving you. So here's the key. If it's not serving you, if it's not growing you, see, you guys have been told that, you know, don't be selfish, help other people, you know, do this, compromise. You got to compromise. You got to compromise. I'm here to tell you, the very people that are telling you that you have to compromise yourself and always do for other people, don't look out for yourself, don't be selfish, those are the very people that are doing exactly what they're telling you not to do. It's do as I say, not as I do. So God is calling you to be the light. How can you be the light if you don't even know your purpose? Here's where the mirror comes into play. We talk about the mirror. Get in front of the mirror. Say, what's my purpose, God? What's my purpose? Because I don't want to continually build somebody else's purpose. That means then I'm just being a tool to build somebody else's purpose. What's my purpose? What am I supposed to be doing? We talk about the cart and the horse. We have cart sitting still. We got to attach our horse to it. Once you attach your horse to that cart, your horse, if there's a time in your life where you have to attach your cart to other people's horse, that's cool. It happens that way, but there are levels. Things change. You evolve. You grow. And a lot of times we, you know, people will sit back and they'll say, you know, I've outgrown this situation, or I've outgrown that, or you know, you act such and such, you know, is acting funny. I'm grown. I'm past you. That's a coffee break. Man, when you look at growth, and you know, a lot of people would say, I just outgrew. And if you constantly talk about outgrowing and this and that, maybe it's not you that outgrew it. Maybe you're the one that got outgrown. But everybody's acting funny around you, and you always feel threatened. You always feel harassed. You always feel mentally disturbed. Then maybe it's you. Maybe you're not growing. Maybe everybody's outgrowing you. But here's one thing I know. In growth, there's peace. And the only way you're going to get peace is if you start growing you from the inside out. So that means it's time out for all of the FAKE. You are who you are. No more fakeness. Grind it out. That's why this show is called The Grind, the realest show ever. If you're not going to be real with yourself, then you most certainly can't be real with anybody else. And these conversations hurt. They hurt people because people have gotten into where they've built the relationships and they've built who they are. And it goes back to what I said, the statement that we're going to carry into 2018. How you build it is how you have to maintain it. So if you're a certain person here or on this platform or over there, if you're a certain person, how you built that person there is how you have to maintain it. But here's the thing that never changes. Here's what happens eventually. The false always at some point in time meets the real. It may not be on a mass level, but the fake sometimes meets the real. And when the two meet, if they don't emit on the same frequency, It's blatantly apparent. So what am I saying? I'm saying build the you from the inside out that you can be proud of no matter where you go. Be the person that you are in private, in public that you are in private. Be the person that you are in private that you are in public. The two people should be synonymous. One thing I always say, I say about Pamela, you know, we always talk about transparency creates, you know, currency. We talk about that, right? But transparency also creates relatability. And the relatability to other people is what gives you the ability to create the relationships from being transparent. Now they can identify. Now they can relate to what you're going through because, oh, guess what? They have the same struggles that I do. But these are real struggles. These aren't fake struggles. These are real struggles. So now down the road, now you've got what they call a true network of people, and you guys can help each other rise to the top. The cream always rises to the top, and you want to be the cream, right? Everybody wants to be the cream. So when the real meets the fake, it's always going to be a negative. They're always going to bounce off. So, but Pam and I, we always pride ourselves in saying, who you see, if you come to our house, who you see when you walk through our front doors is who you see when we're out in public. We don't have to hide that we do this or we do that. No, we are who we are. If you come in my house and I tell you, you know what, I get up, I have my coffee every morning, there's certain things I do. You come to my house when you wake up, those are the things that I'm going to do. And Pam tells you that she does this or she does that, those are the things that she does because we pride ourselves on being the same people in and out. Because it's too much of a struggle, it's too much of a challenge to try and keep up a facade. It's too much. And you bring that 2017 mentality into 2018. Heck, man, that mentality's probably been from years and years and years ago. You perpetuate it over and over and over again. And you wonder why in life we're not moving forward and we don't feel good about it. Even when we get success, there's something empty inside. Because the way you built it, you can't continually maintain it. It's virtually impossible to do with a level of sanity. And at the end of the day, you look in the mirror and there's just you and you have to deal with you. But there's that kiss of death that we've talked about for so long on this show. The kiss of death is when you've been fake for so long that you even start believing that you are who you're not. That's when things get a little hairy. But at some point in time, it's inevitable that the fake is always going to meet the real. But here's the deal. On this show, we're not judge, jury, or executioner, right? That's not what we do. But on this show, we bring to light the things that are going to help you grow. And that's the difference. There's negative that degrades, and there's the negative that you bring to light that grows. And if I knock you down, I'm always going to pick you up because that's what people do. That's what friends do, right? So all of the stuff that's going on in 2017 that's not serving you, that's not pushing you from level to level, all of the relationships that you had in 2017 that you have now, it's still 2017, all those relationships that you have that you feel really sketchy about, that you go to sleep and you worry about, those are the ones that you should kind of let go, kind of forget about. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what I'm doing. Because the last thing I want is for my hopes, my dreams, my aspirations to meet me on my deathbed and say, you could have been this, and you could have been that. We could have had this. We could have helped this many people. We could have been over here, but you were over there. We never came out because you never had enough courage to do what you needed to do to bring us out. I don't want to have that conversation on my deathbed. I want to know now that I did everything that I wanted to do Everything that I felt fulfilled my purpose. And I don't want any regrets. Does that mean that you're going to have to piss a few people off? Absolutely. You can't make an omelet without breaking some eggs, right? It's impossible. You can make a boiled egg if you want. But if you want an omelet, you got to break some eggs. And that's what 2018, that transition moment, there's that time right there in between. And I believe we're there. I believe we're right in that transition moment right now. And some people are struggling right now. Some people are shaking. They're like, okay, is he talking about me? Is he, what relationship am I doing that? Hey, get in where you fit in. And I always say, if the shoe fits, pick it up, put it on. Then fix it so that you can kick it off. You can help somebody else get past. You can help somebody else bridge that gap. See, if what I'm saying is pissing you off, then maybe I'm saying it to you. So this is the moment in life. This is that sweet spot to where you evaluate. You sit down and you take inventory of your 2017. People, places, and things. Evaluate exactly what served you and what didn't. Yeah, you can write down on the good side, I did this, I did that, I did this. Yep. Great. I felt great when I did that. That was awesome. But you got to have that side that says, this wasn't good, that wasn't good, this person wasn't good, that didn't, this, they want to do this, this. It wasn't a good situation. Those are the things that you have to forget and reconnect. And if the connection is supposed to be there, then it will be there. But at this stage in the game, it's going to be the right connection. It's going to be the right relationship. And you're going to build it the right way based on what you want, based on what you need. And I always believe this. I always believe that God is going to put the right people in your path that are in alignment with you for where you're going. If you're not going the same place, doesn't mean you hate the person. You don't like them. It doesn't mean that. It just means we're going in different directions. Shake hands, wish you the best. Maybe we meet somewhere else down the road. That's what happens, right? So, but you try and you turn that different frequency on, and that's you fixing you. Some of us, our Bluetooth is broken. It's not even emitting anything. And all we're getting is when they know your Bluetooth is broken, you can't connect with anybody. You know, it's like buzzers to a dead animal. Everybody's gonna come and want to connect to you, because now what happens with tools? I'm just gonna say it. When you don't know your purpose, when you're not grinding on what you should be grinding on to grow you, then that means you're just a tool for somebody else to build theirs. And if you need a shovel, if you need a hoe, if you need a rake, you know as well as I do, it's not going to move. It's just going to lay there. It has no purpose until somebody picks it up and uses it. And if you don't want to be that person, figure out what yours is. Start moving in that direction. Some of you have a cart. Some of you have a horse, but you haven't even jumped on the horse. You don't even ride it because you're too busy allowing other people to use you. Break some eggs, make some omelets, and I promise you, your life starts to change. And just like anything, when you start to change, it's not going to feel good. I'm going to tell you, it's not going to feel good. You're going to get talked about, lied on, the whole nine. Understand that it's all a part of the process, because now you're going in the direction that you're supposed to go. And that's never an easy thing for other people to expect. But as you're retuning yourself, as you're now starting to emit that frequency, now the right people can connect with you. Before they couldn't even see you. So some of you know that thing that I'm talking about. Some of you know exactly what I'm saying. Am I telling you to go out and pull all your money out of the bank and go down to the casino and take risk? If you're crazy enough to do that, then, you know, that's on you. That's not what I'm saying. But what I am saying is that you got to take some calculated risks in life. You got to break some eggs. You're going to have to walk away from some toxic relationships. You're going to have to walk away from some toxic situations. You're going to have to walk away from some toxic habits and not take that stuff, that junk, into 2018. And what I'm trying to tell you on this show this morning is that that is not going to feel good. I can lie to you and tell you that, man, once you do that, it's going to be like a breath of fresh air. No, I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to feel good. In the very beginning, it's going to feel like you're trying to rip away from gravity, because it's the only gravity that you know. And as you start to go away from gravity, we all know what happens. There's a pull. And as that pull is happening, if you stop midstream, then you go right back to where you were in 2017. That's that first 2 weeks that we're talking about. That's that change when you're breaking away from gravity and all of a sudden you give up. I didn't really want to get, you know, make more money. I'm good where I am. I'm good. I believe I have a great relationship with God. You know what? I think I'm sexy the way that I am. I'm good. That's when we start to compromise and settle. And when you get to that point, that's when you go right back to where you were, that soft spot, and you kind of settle into a good, like that spot in that chair in your house that you'd like to sit in to watch TV. That's all good right here. You haven't broken any new gravity, no new grounds, no reconnections. Some of you will sit back and say, it's my season. It's my season. It's not your season until you till some ground and plant some seeds, water it, and then your season comes, right? So we got to get out of that habit that we have of doing the same thing over and over again, right? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And all we do is what we call lip service. It's my season. It's my season. It's my turn. It's my turn. It's my turn. Yep, I'm resetting. I'm doing this over again. I'm doing it. But as soon as we hang up the phone, as soon as we get off, you know, out of the seminar, as soon as we walk out of where we are, the thing that motivated us enough to put us in the right mindset, as soon as we walk away from it, we're dead again. Everything goes dark because we weren't willing to partner with the action that it takes to move you into the realm that you need to be in, to do what you need to do, to be who you need to be, to have the things that you want to have. It's time out for the procrastination. Don't take your 2017 into your 2018. Transform yourself. All the changes that you've made throughout the year of 2017, tally them up, pull on them, and understand that these are the changes that I made while I was in the cocoon. Now it's time for me to emerge as the butterfly that I've anticipated, that I was looking for, that I've always wanted to be. And this is your moment to break gravity. And if you squander that moment, then you never have that moment again. At this point in time, you go through another year thinking about what you could have done to break into 2018 and not lose any time. So guys, we're excited here on The Grind, man. That's my time. You know, we're excited because, you know, we talk about evolution. We talk about doing different things, and that's exactly what we're doing over here, guys. We don't want to sit still. We want to do something different. We want to, you know, be cutting edge. So some things are changing at The Grind, guys, at the top of the year. You know, on the Tuesday show, guys, you'll be able to see, you know, us, you know, see me live on social media, live on Facebook and on YouTube as well. Some things, some formats are going to change. And so, you know, thank you guys for all of the faithful listeners that have listened in, you know, throughout the year. It's been on almost a year now. Wow. I think in February, it'll be a year. And, you know, I've enjoyed the ride. I've enjoyed the growth. I've reminisced on what was, and I've reminisced on what is. And now I'm focusing on what is to come. And I hope you guys are doing the same thing, you know, for your 2017, moving into 2018, and things are going to be completely different. If you're saying that it's your season, then I'm telling you right now, drop some seeds in the ground, man, all right? Drop some seeds in the ground. Stop acting like you did and didn't. Water those seeds and be focused and partner with your own success. I don't say the C word that much, because when you start talking about committing, people get afraid. the C word scares people when you tell them they got to commit to something. Well, how about we don't commit? How about you just partner with your success? Once you partner with your success and you do the actions that it takes, do your part, the success starts to partner with you. So guys, thank you so much for joining the grind. Remember, if it's your season, if everything is working for you, act like it, guys. See you guys on the next show. God bless you guys.
You gotta say it, say it.
He's
in my direction. Speak life over you today. Every person listening, I want you to understand that no matter where you've been or where you might currently find yourself, it's not over. When God is in it, there is no limit. New Breed.
All things new. Yes. With God.